I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The employment and unemployment reports for April are due this morning, a crucial reading for people looking for work, looking for better work, or those trying to judge the health of the economy. Forecasters are expecting things to stay on trend with more than 200,000 more names on payrolls for the month, with the unemployment rate dropping one tick to 3.7%, perhaps. Let's take a moment to look at one group where unemployment has continued to run high: teenagers. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
16 to 19-year-olds have always had a higher jobless rate than the country as a whole, often 10 percentage points higher. For the month of March, it was 12.8%. One reason? They're just less qualified, says Martha Ross at the Brookings Institution.
They have less job experience, they have lower levels of education, and they probably are not going to have the kinds of social and professional networks that many adults use to find jobs.
Teens also tend to work jobs with high turnover, so they're often between jobs. The good news is the teen jobless rate is the lowest in a generation. Good time to be hunting, even though fewer and fewer teens are hunting for, say, retail or fast food gigs, says economist Brad Hirschbein at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
A lot of people have in their mind that job is being held by a teenager while they're in high school, for example, but that's actually been trending downward over the past several decades.
He says more teens are spending time in school instead. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.